I call this meeting to order at 7:32 p.m. on a Zoom conference call and in the graduate student lounge in the Joe. Next order of business, roll call.
Director Engel.
Present.
Director Oster.
Present.
Projects Director Martinez.
Present.
Policy Director Pike.
Present.
Policy Analyst Clements.
Present.
And Student Outreach Coordinator Callis.
Present.
A quorum is present as well.
Awesome. Moving on to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Yes.
State your name for the record.
Okay, my name is Carlos Lara for the record. Can you hear the echo? Okay. So good afternoon. I'm gonna be doing a public comment that I was supposed to be doing at the Senate for a bill called SB 108. So here we go. So good afternoon. My name is Carlos Lara and I'm a student at the University of Nevada, Reno. And I wanted to give my opinion on this piece of legislation in regards to competency trainings. After the protests against police violence in the spring and summer season of 2020, a clear and simple step towards creating a more inclusive environment where students in the community can feel safer is by implementing these cultural competency trainings for police officers. With this training, we can create cultural awareness, which will allow for a more inclusive and safe community. Cultural competency training will help reform the criminal justice system within the state of Nevada, providing officers and other employees within the criminal justice system the tools necessary to resolve implicit bias and raise awareness and connection with a multitude of diverse communities. Thank you very much for your time. That's what I have.
Thank you, Carlos. That was great. Sorry, one second. My roommates are screaming. Can you hear them? Yeah, okay. Hold on. Okay, sorry. Is there any more public comment at this time? Okay, seeing none, moving on to agenda item 4, approval of the minutes for February 9th, 2021. Seeking a motion to approve these minutes through unanimous consent. Is there a motion?
I seek a motion to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
I second the motion.
Cool. Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion passes. Minutes are approved through unanimous consent. Moving on to agenda item 5, officer reports, starting with Director Engel. Hey guys, so I've been in contact with 4 senators. I had 2 of them write a piece of legislation in regards to supporting the student loan borrowers bill of rights. And that's written. It looks really great. I can send that over to you guys as well if you're interested in checking it out. That should be on the table next week. There's no Senate meeting this week because of it not being an instruction day or it being no instruction day. And then the other bill is for two AB 262. And so I was kind of confused on that at first because 262 is very similar to 213. So AB 213 is actually more extensive in the sense of it being that regards DACA students and allowing them to have access to specific grants and legislation or scholarships and stuff. And it also includes the Native American students on getting in-state tuition, whereas 262 just solely focuses on Native American students and in-state tuition. So I had to clear that information up for the two senators. So they're reworking on the piece of legislation in support of AB 262, which is great. And I'm really excited that our Senate body is moving that forward. I also reached out to Asia and I got her email today, and I will be sending her the information to set up our Zoom link for the event this Friday. So I'll do that tonight after the meeting. I also worked on our budget. So I will have a meeting with the Committee of Finance this Friday at 12. I will be at work. So, I mean, I can figure it out if no one else can attend. But is anyone able to attend on Friday at 12? The Committee of Finance? If not, it's okay. I can like figure it out.
Alexa, I can provide the presentation if you need me to. I've done that before for other departments.
Okay, perfect. I'll email you if I don't, if my boss doesn't let me leave. But yeah, I'll send that information over. Thank you, Asia. And then continuing on the topic of the budget, I'm having a meeting with Vice President Brown tomorrow because he reached out to me about our budget in terms of what it could look like for the future department. So he wants to know what we've been spending money on and so he's basically trying to figure out how much money he wants to give for the department next year. So if anyone has any input and wants me to let him know anything, or you want to attend the meetings at 1:30 tomorrow, text me if you want to attend and I can send you those details. Especially, I encourage you to attend, especially if you're trying to apply for a position in the department next year, because this will affect you guys. And I'll try my best to advocate for as much money as you can receive. Just know that there is a possibility the policy analyst position will be cut for the next session, just because the legislative session won't be happening next year. But it will come back for, in the spring 2023, I think, or that semester, that year. So those are just things to consider. I also reached out to Michael Flores and asked him to see if he wanted to attend, and I provided him information on what he would be presenting at our event this Friday in regards to that. So I'm waiting for him to hear back on that. And for the most part, that's what I've been working on. Are there any questions? No? Assistant Director Oster.
Hello, everyone. I hope everyone is having a productive Tuesday. So as far as the internship goes, please continue to meet with your interns on a regular basis these last 2 weeks until April 2nd. The internship is going to end on April 6th. So basically we have 2 more weeks left. We have been reviewing and preparing for the internship final project. If the interns are unable to testify before April 6th, they will present their testimony to our department and or Senate, and is still encouraged that they testify when the hearing is scheduled if it hasn't been. Carlos's presentation tonight was in lieu of presenting at the Senate Judicial Committee meeting last Tuesday. He did a wonderful job. Thank you, Carlos. I'm looking to plan an intern social as we finish up the internship for this session. So if you have any ideas there, and if you would like to attend, we'll be doing that. As far as the Student Legislature Conference goes, this evening, this event was amazing. We spent the intern meeting today reviewing it and kind of going over debrief. Thank you for all coming to support your interns in our department. I want to congratulate the interns on their hard work and dedication to making this event a reality. They planned, emailed, coordinated, and set up this entire event on their own with little guidance from me. I know it's been a long 4 months of planning, but I think the results were fantastic. I look forward to seeing our interns get involved in ASUN next year. Speaking of, I want to remind everyone that ASUN applications are open for positions in the next session. This includes the cabinet positions and department positions. I'm copying the link in chat. I highly encourage all of you to, especially the interns, to consider applying. Award committee. I am serving on our department as our department representative for this year's ASUN Banquet Awards Committee, and I'll be having a meeting tomorrow with VP Brown and others on the committee around noon. And then as far as I serve goes, I want to inform everyone that the Department of Clubs and Orgs is hosting an annual community service event called I Serve. This year, there'll be a virtual conference and an in-person opportunity. The virtual event is going to be held May 31st, next Wednesday, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. with guest speaker Caprice Young. And then the in-person event is held April 1st, next Thursday, in two-hour shifts starting at 10 a.m. This year, they will be cleaning up Whitaker Park, located at 550 University Terrace, Reno, Nevada. Thank you for your attention. And if you have any questions or anything, that's all from me.
Thank you, Assistant Director. Are there any questions? Okay. Can you also put that in our group chat? Just like as a reminder.
Yes.
Okay. Seeing none, we can move on to Products Director Martinez.
Hi, everyone. I don't have a lot for this week. I rescheduled a meeting today with Sparks Councilwoman Thomas Bybee for this Thursday, the 25th at 10 a.m. So if anybody can make it, just go ahead and let me know. The Zoom meeting details are available on our department calendar. I'm also in the process of setting up another meeting with Reno Councilman Oscar Delgado. So I'll go ahead and keep you guys in the loop for those detail meetings. And besides that, I've just been working on the How to Be a Lobbyist event. So if you have any questions or need any help, just go ahead and let me know.
Thank you. Are there any questions for her? Okay, seeing none, moving on to Policy Director Pike.
Hi, everyone. Thank you. Wait, can you read it? Okay, thank you. Okay, so this week, yesterday, I met with the Faith in Action Nevada Action Team, and they're basically just a group of like community members who are advocating in the Nevada legislature. So it was cool to see what they're working on, and I also like let them know about the events for our event this Friday. So hopefully a few people will be able to attend and learn from that. And this week was kind of a deadline for BDRs in the legislature, so a ton of new bills have come out. So I've been sorting through those and trying to find all the ones that apply to students. And I don't think I've created a policy brief on AB 262, but I will create one this next week on that. That's all for me.
Perfect. Awesome. Could it be possible to get that sooner, the AB 262? I just want to be able to send it to the two senators that are working on that legislation in support of it. But I understand if it's too fast of a turnaround for you, because I know you're busy. But
yes,
if it's possible.
But okay, I just remembered there was something else I had to say. The bill for the Student Loan Borrower Bill of Rights came out, and it's different. So I haven't had a chance to go over it because I was so busy today, but it's a little different. So I'm going to go through it and create a new policy brief and just, like, let you know what changed as soon as I can.
Okay. Yeah. And that's on Nellis, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I will take a look at it too. And then I will set up a meeting with Zach to see what we need to do, if we have to do anything differently. Okay, cool. Thank you for letting me know about that. Are there any questions for Director Pike? None. We can move on to agenda item E, policy analyst Clements.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you guys are all having a great Tuesday. My report's fairly short this evening. The two assembly bills that I've been following are still in committees, but I'm updating both of the briefs that I've created for them as they progress. They're both just slow going, so I'm continuously updating those as more information comes out on both of them. In addition to both of those bills that I've been following, I've added Assembly Bill 195 to the briefs that I'm working on. It was heard before the Committee of Education today, and this bill is for non-English speaking students or students who are learning English while at the university. It requires a census to be taken at schools in order to determine non-English speaking students, refugees, immigrants, and the like, and it ensures proper parameters that making sure that proper parameters are in place for them to learn and achieve their academic goals. It also ensures that their IDs identify their first language so that they can be helped should they need it, or a translator can be available on campus, so that students who are having difficulty learning in English still can learn properly. Other than that, the only update I have is that Professor Eubank never responded to my follow-up email, so unfortunately nothing is going to happen with that for our teach-in, unfortunately, but I have him in class on Thursday, so I'll just yell at him for that. But that's all I have, unless anybody has any questions for me.
Mm. Are there any questions for our policy analyst Clements? Thank you so much for following up with him. That's totally okay. Hopefully we can have Michael Flores there. And if not, we could just, you know, do our own thing that we had originally planned.
I have a question.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I had a question for you about that. Since he's not coming, do you want me to create a slide instead, or do you just want Michael Flores to be speaking?
For now, I'm gonna say yes to that, and then we can discuss it further on the agenda item.
Perfect, thanks.
Yeah, cool. And the report from Outreach Coordinator Kellis.
Hey guys. Sorry, I tried starting my video, but I think I'm not allowed to, Alexa. I'm not sure, it says host stopped it. But anyway, regardless, doesn't matter. This week I finished up marketing with Inkblot. They printed everything and I was gonna pick it up today. I called yesterday and they had it in the front office, but I don't have like a key. And since I worked until six, I couldn't make it before five. Do you know how I can get in there, Alexa?
Oh, to the office?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot. Okay, do you need to get in there right now?
I was hoping tonight, because I figured if you were here, I could just ask to use your key.
Yeah.
If not, if you know anyone who might be on campus who could just let me in for a second to grab stuff, that'd be great. If not, it's okay. I'll figure it out and come tomorrow morning.
Try the front desk, you know, like the Joe student workers, they should let you in. And if they say no, hit me up and I'll just meet you there.
Sounds good.
I was out and about today, so I wasn't gonna make it on time for the meeting, so.
Okay, it's fine.
But yeah, let me know they say no, and then I'll meet you over there.
Perfect, thank you. So that marketing material is done. It's going to be posted on the story and the page on the day of our event Thursday. And then I'm sending a mass email out tomorrow afternoon to all the senders so that they can repost our information. If you guys want to as well, it'd be great. Also, our Legifair stickers came in.
Oh, cute.
They're really cute. So I'm not sure what we're going to do with these yet, but I have enough printed that I figured everyone could take one if they'd like. And then when you guys are all here, you guys can grab one too. And so that's all for me. Yep.
Awesome. Thank you. Are there any questions for Coordinator Kellis? None? Okay. Seeing none, we can move on to agenda item six, old business, how to be a lobbyist teaching events. Okay. So before we get into passing the budget for this, let's kind of discuss what it's going to look like. I mean, we kind of did last meeting, but so it's nice to refresh, I guess. Okay. So we're going to do a teach-in. Ashley, do you mind sharing what you have so far?
Yeah, I dropped the link in the chat if everybody wants to look at it. I just kind of did it somewhere else.
Oh, Canva. We love Canva. Okay. Can you guys see that? Can you see it, or do you still see the agenda?
I can see it.
Okay. I can.
Awesome. This looks cute. Okay. Can you put like a, hold on, we'll get to it. let's just look what we have now. Perfect. Okay, that's great. So hopefully Michael Flores can reach out. If not, myself or someone else can cover more information on this. Oh, cool. Oh, awesome. Yeah, there's a slide for you, Sam. if you just want to, like, you can put information onto this, or, you know, just like put a picture on there and just discuss whatever you want to discuss. This is so cute. Oh, hell yeah. You found this TikTok? I love that. Oh my God. Way to make it like relatable. TikTok. I feel so old saying that. Okay. And then stay engaged and informed. Ooh. Okay, and we're just gonna put different resources in here.
Can you send that in chat?
Yeah, it's in the chat.
Oh, it's a
Canva. Yeah. And then I know we talked about having like a personal touch at the end, so I was just gonna put like, I don't know, pictures, and then I guess anybody from the department can talk about why we're getting involved and stuff like that.
Yeah, I love that. I think we should all do it. Like, you know, a little statement, like a quick statement of why we got involved. And then you could do like the voter registration day pictures on here. That'd be cute. And then the game show, okay, cool. Carlos made the Kahoot, which is great. We have only what? Carlos, we got 10 questions, right?
Yeah. I was going to ask if you guys... Oh, am I allowed to talk? Well, yeah. But I was going to ask you guys what other questions you'd like on the Kahoot.
I made that Quizlet with, like, trivia about Nevada and other things about Nevada. I could send it if I pulled up.
Yeah. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, please.
Okay, cool. Stay engaged. Keep in touch.
Can everyone please type in the text, or can like Alexa do it? Like, who's speaking for what side, so I know which introductions to make. Or not in like the Zoom chat, in the text, or just text me personally, just so when I'm planning it out, I know like which.
Oh yeah. Okay, let's go over that now. Let's go over that now, and then we can. How do I start over?
I'll make a Google Doc and share it with everyone.
Look at a little sticker. Okay. Let's make a lobbyist. Okay, so Bo is introducing us, right? And then.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna make a Google Doc and share it with everyone so you guys can put which slides you're presenting for and which slides you're discussing, so I know who to pass it off to and like how to do introductions for those people on which different slides. And I'm only available till 6:30. And then after that, Ashley's gonna take over if need be, unless we finish at 6:30. And then I'll do like the introduction and MC, and I'll like start it off. And then I think we could play music like as we start or something. That might be fun, like putting on like a playlist or something as like people are popping into the Zoom. And I'll make that Google Doc and share with everyone tonight.
Okay, perfect. So with that being said, once he makes it, make sure to put down what you want to talk about. Are there any other questions? I think this is great. Like, our priorities are on here. Thank you so much, Ashley, for putting that together.
Yeah, this is awesome, Ashley.
I love that. I love it too. Okay, and also, would it be possible to get this posted on Pack Life once it's all finished?
So yeah, I can do just that.
Have access to it. Okay, cool. Are there any questions on this? I really love that TikTok. okay, cool. So, the other thing that we have to do for this event is the passing of the budget. So let me share my screen for that. Let's pull this up. Oh, the budget didn't get posted.
Also, complete random note. In case anyone didn't know, because some interns were confused today, we don't have class tomorrow. It's an instruction day and all classes are canceled because there were some interns that didn't know that. So I just want to make sure everyone knows here.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me pull up the budget. For some reason, it did not get posted onto the ASU website. Mackenzie, you're going to need a copy of that.
I think as long as it's published up onto the ASUN website, I can grab it from there. Or if it's on Nevada Box.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not uploading on there for some reason. So let me just pull this up and see.
Yeah, then you can just shoot it through me to an email.
Okay. Let me share the screen. Okay, cool. Can you guys see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we had discussed creating a budget for the event to give out prizes. And so this is what I came up with in terms of how much we should spend. Are there any questions or do we want to change anything?
I think it looks good.
Dang it. I didn't mean to put that as the date, but I can change that. Thanks for letting me know. the event's the 25th. All right, okay, so for the budget, so I was thinking $100 for Nevada Pack gear so we could get like t-shirts, sweaters, that kind of stuff. I just know like those like shirts and stuff can get pretty expensive. So that's why I said 100. And then a hydro flask, like the big ones around $60. And then a Nevada Pack sweater is like $60 as well for like a really nice one.
Are we able to just do a gift card for the Wolf Shop? So we don't have to deal with sizes and stuff and just be like, here's a $60 gift card. So then this way people who are graduating can also buy like stoles and like tassels.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'd be just efficient.
Asia, is it too late? Like, Asia, is it easier to get a gift card from the Wolf Shop?
I mean, we can always try.
I know we have to get approval from somebody, I think, in the business office. Not in Central Station, but, like, the university business office. So we can always try and see what they say.
Okay. Yeah, I like that idea because we don't need to have the prizes right away. We'll just draw the winners on Thursday night, and then we can, once we get approval, we can move from there. How much should the gift card be?
Would we be doing the gift card in replace of the Nevada Pack gear?
Yes.
So why don't we just keep it the same?
Just keep it the same? Okay. Okay, and then do we want to still do the sweater or?
I just saw like first, second, third. Like, is that the order of prizes or is it just you win first and you get to choose what you want? Like, we can value each of them at $60. I don't know.
That was the order of like, so if you won first place, you're going to get the $100 gift card to the Wolf Shop. And if you want second or third, you can choose a Hydro or a Nevada Pack. Sweater. Okay, thank you, Carlos. Wait, Carlos, with that being said, they can still purchase stuff at the Wolf Shop, right?
Yeah. It's because Barnes & Noble runs the Wolf Shop. So okay. Barnes & Noble has the gift cards. So it's just like Barnes & Noble gift cards for the Wolf Shop.
That's what I thought. Okay. All right. What were you saying, Avery?
Oh, nothing. I just thought it was cool. I didn't know that the Wolf Shop was run by Barnes & Noble.
Yeah. Okay. So do we want to do the sweater or no? Friends?
I mean, we could just do like general $120 for a Hydro Flask or a Nevada Pack sweatshirt. And then the amount would be 120 and then 60 for second place, 60 for third place, depending on what they want. So if they both want Hydros, they can get second, third place, each gets a Hydro. And if they want a sweater, then they can each get a sweater. Same price. That's more inclusive.
Hold on, I'm confused. So we would just keep it that way and then let them choose?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. okay, cool, yeah. So 220, so I guess we can, if there's no more discussion, we can move on to passing it. Are there any more questions?
Sorry, so just to clarify, first place is getting a gift card, and then second place is, since second place and third place both get $60, they can choose what they want? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, so the way I understood it as, like, so if they want second place and they didn't want the sweater, they could take the Hydro because it's the same amount.
Okay, so second, like, second place gets to choose which of the two they want.
Yeah, because of this.
Okay.
Same amount, yeah.
Gotcha. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. Okay, cool. Are there any other questions, concerns?
Can I motion?
Yeah. Oh, let me seek the motion. Hold on. I'm seeking a motion to pass the budget for How to Be a Lobbyist event prizes. Is there a motion?
I motion to approve the budget for the How to Be a Lobbyist event.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, and now we can move it to a vote. All those in favor of it passing the budget for the How to Be a Lobbyist event, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Okay. All those abstaining, please say oy. I think that's what it is. Okay. Motion passes. So we are going to, we pass the budget for $220 for the How to Be a Lobbyist event. All these will be purchased through the Wolf Shop. With that being said, with the gift card, Ashley, can you work with Asia, please, to get that approved?
Yeah, do I just submit like a regular request? I know that they have a specific form for like, what is it, gift cards? So do I just start there?
Asia? Does she just start there?
You know what? Just send me an email saying that, you know, y'all want to purchase gift cards and the amount and what it's going to be used for. And then I'll forward it and we'll see how it goes.
Cool. And if we don't get the gift card for whatever reason, I guess we'll just... we can switch it over to what we had originally. That will be the backup plan. If that's okay with everyone.
Yeah, I think that works.
Okay, awesome. Okay, and then are there any other questions or concerns regarding the event this Thursday? I think it's pretty much set. Cool, okay, so we can move on to the next agenda item, which was new business. So I get, this is your time to come up with new events for April. Keep in mind, so, okay, even though the new department is working on being hired right now, we still hold our positions until the, I believe, until the end of April, or in like maybe the beginning of May. It kind of just depends on what we want to do. So even though the 88th Senate session ends April 7th, that doesn't mean we have to end April 7th. So we can still plan out events for the month of April. So I definitely want to do our action day. I feel like we should start planning that and trying to figure out what that looks like. So I will email Michael Flores because he seems to have a lot of like connections and like contacts at the legislature to see if we can like, I don't know, somehow host an action day because he seemed really interested when he was at the meeting. And he seemed like he wanted to do something like that too. I feel like it's really important for us to have an action day because it is a legislative session. It's also tradition. At least I think it's a tradition. So I want to keep that up. We can start planning that now or we can hold off until next week. Another event that I would like to see happen is a policy day. And so what I'm thinking for this, it'll just be a tabling event. It could be 1 or 2 days and we can pick, you know, the days or whatever. And for the policy days, I'm thinking of creating a booklet of all the policy briefs that Sam and Abby and their interns have created. I'm printing those out and passing them out to students, as well as other goodies like t-shirts, maybe, different things kind of like that, maybe like some water bottles, I don't know. Just kind of getting students excited and informing them about policy and just getting them engaged. I'm just kind of informing them. Like, we're informing them with the how to lobby event, so we can put information on their how to lobby as well with the policy briefs, and just kind of educating them. And then it's just a great way for us to interact with constituents as well. So those are the two events that I would really like to see happen in April. And then we could do whatever else you guys want to do. I know Avery and Ashley had some events they were discussing earlier in the session. So if you guys still want to do those, we can start planning them. Any questions? Any feedback?
I think the policy day is a really good idea. And I think we can make it kind of like a big, like, end of the semester event. And maybe we can get maybe like prepackaged food or something like that to kind of like get students that are coming by. And we could do like the regular tabling stuff that we do outside of the Joe and like the KC and maybe like outside of the Den. And I think if we make it like a 2-day event, it would be even better. So we can like reach out to more people and kind of like let them know everything that we've done throughout the year.
Yeah, I like that. Definitely free food is always enticing for students. So yeah, I would love to see that happen. Was there another event you guys wanted to do that you really wanted to see happen during our, as we finish up our term?
I just thought it'd be fun to do like a movie night on the quad lawn. And we can honestly choose like a political movie, something that's like not too controversial, of course, but something so it's entertaining, as like something that's fun that we could put on. But of course, if you all don't want, it's totally fine.
I love that idea. I think that would be a lot of fun. Do you want to reach out to programming and see like how we can go about doing that? I feel like that'd be a great thing for like the end of April. Yeah, if you want. Or it could be like middle April. I don't know, mid-April. It's up to you. You pick the day. Reach out to programming and see how we can go about doing that. Carlos, what did you say? You said high school. Oh, reaching out to the high schools. I feel like that could be really easy to do as well. That doesn't have to be like a entire department thing. So we can like create a small group of people who want to reach out to high schools, and then we can see if they want us to present and teach them about ledger fairs. And then I can also reach out to the TRIO students or the TRIO coordinator, and she can connect us to some high schools. So who wants to do that? Do we want to do that?
Yes, I got it.
Oh, Asia, is that for the movie night?
Yeah, so we've submitted a request to the university to get approval to increase capacity at student events, but we haven't heard anything back yet. So right now, we are still limited to 25 people in one space at one time with the 6 feet social distance. But we're hoping that we can get an answer soon and be able to increase capacity for student events.
Does that include outside spaces?
Yes.
Okay.
And also, I will just add, like, I know programming's done a lot of events where they've kind of managed that. So since you're already reaching out to them, you might get some ideas from them about how they've been doing it.
Also keep in mind, the quad is really hard to reserve for student activities because that doesn't go through facilities, that actually goes through the administration. So, you know, come up with a backup plan. I would suggest like the intramural fields, because those are like ASUN, and like programming has done a lot of events with them there too. Or like the KC lawn, because you could just get like a projector and a screen, easy. So I would probably recommend those two locations more so than the quad. Like the quad would look so cute, but it's just really difficult to get admin approval for it.
Any movie ideas?
What's out right now?
Or what has been? Vice.
Vice is pretty good. I watched it in theaters and that was insane. Okay. If you want to come up with like a event proposal and like bring it back to us by next meeting or maybe the following meeting, just let us know. For the policy day, super easy to do. And then I'll reach out to Michael and see how we can go about planning this action day. Are there any other questions or concerns? Or any other event ideas? Where's my agenda? Okay, seeing none, we can move on to agenda item 8, public comment. Is there any further public comment at this time? Let's do a quick debrief. I know not all the interns are here, but Carlos.
We did a debrief in our intern meeting tonight as well.
Oh, cool. Awesome. If you guys want to just do a quick debrief on how you felt the event went, that'd be great, just so the rest of us can hear too.
It was great. There's more than that, but we felt like really good right afterwards. I mean, like, I felt like it went the best that it could have. And I mean, you guys don't really know about it, but like during the entire event, we were on a Google Doc in the chat, like yelling at each other what questions to go next. It was great. It was a lot of fun. And I'm glad it turned out so well. And I just want to like thank you guys too, especially like Avery for pumping out Inkblot of marketing. Like that was very stressful for a week there. And also Alexa too. You're great. And also, I mean, all of you guys are, you know, Ashley was there too.
I have some of the synopsis notes that we took during today's meeting as well, which I can pull up and share with all of you.
Yeah, that might be more coherent. But
give me 2 seconds. So for debrief, what went well? We thought the discussion questions went well and the discussion around those questions went well. We thought the legislatures that showed up was very beneficial and the ones that did were very communicative. Google chat was very helpful for them figuring out which questions to ask. The turnout was very good, as well as outside questions being asked at the event was also really helpful. What could have been improved? We could have used more diverse politicians, more conservative politicians to represent both sides. Advertising form stack could have been a lot better. And then communication with Inkblot and others outside of our department could have been better and to keep things more timely. And they were also disappointed with how the graphic looked. They wanted it to look a little different and that was a little disappointing. And then what is something you didn't expect? The speakers they took a lot of time sometimes answering the questions, which wasn't fair to other speakers. So maybe that's something in the future to keep an eye on. And then not being able to formally say like goodbye because some of them just hopped up at random times because they had to go to their kids or et cetera. So those were some things that we weren't expecting that we could have probably prepared for next time a little better.
Awesome. I just want to say I'm so proud of all of the interns. I know Carlos, you're like the only one here right now, but you guys killed it. I am incredibly super proud and impressed with your hard work and how well the event turned out. Especially with getting that many students to attend. given that it was a virtual event. So good job, guys.
And one last thing. I just sent in our group chat the link for the Google Doc with all the slide information and links that you need for this week's event. Please fill out your slide. There's a little, on the very first slide, very last slide, I filled it out because that's the ones I'm presenting on. But for your slides that you're presenting on and who's in charge of what slides, please put who's the presenter for that slide. If it's Abby, if it's, and put your position as well. So if it's someone outside of this department, I know what their position is and I can introduce them appropriately. I'd put you guys' position in front of your name so I don't confuse you. And then just like a little synopsis of like what this slide is. So then I can be like, on this slide, director of coordination or director of policy, Abby Pike is gonna discuss how to get involved with politics and lobbying through a local level, et cetera, that kind of thing. So then I can kind of do introductions a little more smoothly.
Perfect, awesome. Yeah, make sure to do that. Get that done by tomorrow night if possible, maybe sooner for him. And then the other thing I just kind of wanted to say about the Student Legislature Conference, if it was recorded, can you please post it on PAC Life? Director Rodriguez told me to post that yesterday during the exec meeting. She said that's the kind of stuff we should be advertising on that website. And then let me add one more thing. Shoot, I forgot. But anyway, that's all for me. Is there any further public comment during this time?
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of you already got the vaccine, but since we work for NSHE, you're eligible to get the vaccine through an appointment. So just a reminder to everyone out there.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Okay, thank you. and so basically for that, you just have to provide proof of employment through NSHE. And so if you log on to Workday, you can find your pay slips or pay stubs there. And just like show it on your phone or you can print it out. I know they've been asking some people to show it, others haven't been asking. So just, it's better to have it on you when you go. And okay, cool. Is there any other public comment during this time? Seeing none, I adjourn this meeting. Oh, moving on to adjournment, I adjourn this meeting at 8:25 p.m.